Shalom, this is Yahya Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting Israel. We are broadcasting to you on behalf of Kosher 101.9 Radio around the world. They are located in Carlsbad, New Mexico, USA. We ourselves are in Jerusalem, the capital of the world, the capital of the state of Israel. We are speaking to you at present concerning the whereabouts of the Lost Ten Tribes in the end times. This is part of a series giving a list of biblical proofs as to where the Lost Ten Tribes were to be in the end times. We're just going through every point very quickly, and if you want more details, more evidence, you can listen to our longer talks on each individual subject, and also go to our website www.britam.org, where you will find an article on which this talk is based, and you also find more articles and much more evidence and a lot of material at great length, which giving in detail how we deduce the proofs and how we get to the evidence that we're going to tell you about, which tells us where the Lost Ten Tribes went to and where they will be in the end times, when they will be in a period approaching our days. Lost Ten Tribes are the majority of the tribes of Israel. They lost their identity. They had a role to play in the world. And in our times, the reunification of the Lost Tribes with Judah, the present-day Jews, is approaching. And we should know who the Lost Ten Tribes are. And if you yourself, who are listening, happen to be descended from the Lost Ten Tribes or from Judah, this talk is especially appropriate to you. And even if you are not so descended, if you believe in the Bible, if you're interested in contemporary affairs and in history and in what is going on in the world, it's worth your while listening to what we have to say. And don't necessarily accept it. Check it out. Go to the sources. Read a little bit more and decide for yourself. But listen to us, because I think you will be pleased that you did so. The Lost Ten Tribes are referred to in the Bible, and the Bible tells us where they went to. It gives us signs, recognizable signs, how to recognize the Lost Ten Tribes in the end times, in our time. We told you how the Lost Ten Tribes, according to geography, would be located in certain areas, at the ends of the earth, in Isles, in the Northland, in Australia, in North America, and so on, and in France and Britain. And that there's a pathway of migration leading from many of these areas to the state of Israel, as Jeremiah 31:21 predicted there would be. There are also recognizable symbols. It indicates in Micah 1:16, he speaks about to Judah, to villages in Judah that were about to join the Lost Ten Tribes. A minority of Jews from Judah did join the Lost Ten Tribes, did participate in the fate, in the destiny of the Lost Ten Tribes, and there they are referred to as a bald-headed eagle. So we have a hint now that the bald-headed eagle is a symbol of the USA, and in the end times, the Lost Ten Tribes would be involved with such a symbol. So this might be a coincidence, but we take other points, more and more points, and we see that there's too many coincidences, too many indications to dismiss it altogether. Also, in Numbers 24:7-9, if you look it up, it says that the Lost Tribes in the end times would be similar to a lion and a unicorn. A lion and a unicorn are the symbols of the British Isles. They are the symbols of the UK. They're on the official coat of arms representing Britain. The lion and the unicorn. It says in Isaiah 44:28, it speaks of Cyrus, the king of Persia in that time, who helped the Israelites return, and Isaiah prophesied about him. But Isaiah, when he referred to Cyrus, he also took Cyrus as being a prototypical example of a future leader of the Lost Ten Tribes in the end times, as having something about him, as if they are a prototypical example that would have some type of similarity, points of similarity to the future Messiah, son of Joseph, who in the end times would lead the Lost Ten Tribes back, who would restore them to their former position, and would be a very historical personage. And somehow or other he would be foreshadowed by Kairos. So this is what the Bible is speaking of. This is what Isaiah says. If you look at carefully in the verses in the Hebrew Bible, and also according to how rabbis, great sages in the Jewish history and Jewish thought, understood it to be. We have an article on this subject. We also have given a talk on this subject. Just pointing it out now that aspects of behavior of Kairos that are set, can be taken as indications as to where the Lost Ten Tribes would be in the end times. It says that the Lost Ten Tribes would rule over other peoples. Genesis 27:29, 48:19, where it says a multitude of nations. It says that the future Israelites would be a multitude of nations. Actually, in Hebrew it says Melo'i Hagoyim, Melo'i Hagoyim, completeness of the peoples. According to Onkelos, how the rabbis, or many of the rabbis understood it, the Aramaic translation, it says they would rule over other nations. It also, this is hinted at in Psalms 47:3. It says something, the same thing. The Lord, the Israelites were, in the end times, would rule over other nations, and they would give a basis for other nations to exist. Other nations would be able to justify their existence and owe their very existence to them. They would be recognized as a Brit Am. The Lost Ten Tribes would be recognized as a Brit Am. Isaiah 42:6 and 49:8. Brit Am literally means a covenant of the people, but in Hebrew can also denote a nation. It's also a term applied to the Lost Ten Tribes. And Brit Am in the Middle Ages was another name for the Isle of Britain. It says that the Lost Ten Tribes would be seafarers, so would go down to the sea, see Isaiah 42:9-10. That they would be the dominant world power. The Lost Ten Tribes would be the most powerful nations and the most powerful entities in the world in their time. See Micah 5, verses 7 to 9, and Numbers 24, verses 7 to 9 again. See both these sources, because they're interesting in their own right. It's worth reading them, and it says that the Israelites in the end times would be the most powerful nations and the most powerful entity, single entity or combined entity in their time in the world. The Lost Ten Tribes are referred to as the battle axe of the Almighty. In Jeremiah 51:20, see also Zechariah 10:7. The British and after them the USA have been referred to as the policeman of the globe. If anyone is doing anything wrong in the world, chances are that nobody will do anything. But if anyone does something or influences other nations to behave themselves to some degree or other, it is almost always the USA, followed by Britain, and sometimes followed by France, and followed by related nations, all of whom have a good proportion of descendants of Israelites from the Lost Ten Tribes in their populations, as we have proven. It says that in the end times, the Lost Ten Tribes would defeat Germany and Europe and Japan. They would defeat Edom. See Ezekiel 25:14 and Obadiah 1:18 for more details. And they have already done this not so long ago, and it may well be that they will do so again. Once more, we shall see. It's worth keeping in mind. It's worth studying these sources. It says that the Lost Ten Tribes in the end times would be a light for the Gentiles, that they should show the non-Israelite nations, the heathen nations, how to behave and serve as an example for them. And despite all of their faults, that is what America and Britain and France and Holland and related nations and even Ireland in its own way have done and have and are doing at present. And Scandinavia too, with its social programs and so on, and its style of civilization in its own way, it too has become a light to the nations. All of these nations, or every nation which is a light to the nations, which other nations imitate and are envious of and strive to emulate. Every nation which has these qualities about it, which is has this feature, which is a light to the nations, a light to other peoples, a guide to other peoples, every nation that has that quality, as I said, has a significant proportion of descendants of the Lost Ten Tribes in its population. It also says in Isaiah 28:1 and also verse 3, Isaiah 28, the Lost Ten Tribes would be alcoholics, so we'd be drunkards. Shikore Ephraim, it says in Hebrew. Drunkards of Ephraim. That is a term applied to the Lost Ten Tribes. It is not something to be proud about, but it is a distinguishing sign, and these nations are prominent consumers of alcohol, and it does show that the Lost Ten Tribes confirms that the Lost and Tribes are to be in the West, are to be found amongst Western nations, and not to be found amongst Muslim nations, other nations where alcohol is not common. Well, the getting drunk is not common, at least not on alcohol, even though they have other things that they should be ashamed of. Drinking alcohol to excess is not necessarily one of them. Thank you very much. But it is a sign of the nations that we identify as being descended from Israel. And so are all the other signs which we brought, and bringing everything together, counting it as one whole, one interlocking mass of evidence. Only the peoples which we indicate can be descended from Israel. Thank you very much. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Am, Broadcasting Israel, signing off. Thank you.